Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Happy Friday, folks. It is almost the weekend, and I come to you bearing good news. Great news, actually. Here it is. Everyone is scared. Every single one of us. Whether we choose to admit it or not, we are all scared out of our wits. We are scared of failure. We are scared of success. We are scared of action. We are scared of inaction. We are scared of just about anything and everything. And guess what? That's perfectly normal. It is normal to be afraid. It is human to be afraid. We are hardwired to fear the unknown, to fear what might happen if we change even the smallest little thing in our lives. So how in the world is this good news? It's good news because you're not the only one, and neither am I. We're all in the same boat here. And you know all those other people who are further ahead than you? The ones you look up to, the ones you admire, the ones you try to emulate? Guess what? They're scared too. In fact, they're probably more scared than you are because they have a lot more to lose. One of my mentors recently told the story of how he reacted when his eight-figure business had a bad month, one bad month. He was consumed by thoughts like, it's all coming crashing down. The jig is up. It's over. We're gonna have to lay everybody off. I'm gonna have to go and get a job. Eight-figure business owner, and he was afraid because of one bad month. You know what? I'm afraid too. I'm investing so much in my business right now, in content creation, advertising, in my team, and I don't really know what's gonna come out on the other side. It could pay off handsomely, it could crash and burn, and that's scary. But here's the thing. What separates the winners from everybody else is not that they don't get scared. It's that they see the opportunity behind the fear. See, most people are paralyzed by fear. They see the fear and they run the other way. But winners, they see fear as a signal that they're on the right track. They know that if fear shows up, they're probably onto something big. And if there's no fear, then they're probably playing way too small. So when they see fear, they don't run the other way. They run towards the fear because they want to see what's on the other side. And here's the thing. When you do that a few times, you begin to realize that this wasn't so bad after all. That thing that you were so afraid of, it's actually not that scary. And this place that you've arrived at now was totally worth it. So that's my message for you today. Everybody's afraid. You're afraid, I'm afraid, we're all afraid. And that's perfectly, perfectly normal. The difference lies in how we respond to that fear. So question for you, and I'm gonna ask you to be a little bit vulnerable here with me today. What are you most afraid of right now? What is the one thing that you are afraid of that is keeping you stuck where you are? Drop it in the comments, because my bet here is once you write down your fear and you share it with the rest of us, you're gonna begin to realize that your fear is also a signal, and that instead of running away from it, you should be running towards it. So let's do it. Jump in the comments and let me know, what are you most afraid of right now? Let's go. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor, if you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.